Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by HTS. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. HTS specializes in TV installations, home automation, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit them at htsav.net. 3, 2, 1, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, that was like five tries to get this going. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, man. Steve Cooper.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I feel official.
I got
headphones on, microphone. I've never done this before.
You're now officially Steve Cooper. Good to see you. Well, listen, so, so this weekend they had the big home expo in the Hudson Fields. I did not get to go on Saturday. Saturday apparently was pretty packed.
Yeah.
But we did go on Sunday, and there was a little threat of rain, so maybe, I don't know, did it end up being a good turnout? Or
A lot less than Saturday.
A lot less.
And that was my first time, so Saturday surprised me, actually. There was a lot of people out.
Yeah, someone said there was maybe a couple thousand.
Yeah, it was constant, people walking through the whole time.
Instagram, home expo shows at Hudson Fields. I mean, it's really where the hustlers are.
That's right.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. I loved going out there and seeing all the people, you know, living the dream.
Yeah.
And sometimes living the dream requires shaking hands and kissing some babies.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, lots of those. it was great to see it kind of, you know, especially kind of coming through what we've been going through, to see getting back to doing some of those things. But, you know, I was nice enough to go out there. I met you, and you're out there, you know, hustling your dream.
Yeah.
And what's your dream, man?
Sure. I guess I would say it's be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Just to shout out to that, Kathy Benson that puts on the expos, Delaware Expos, and she just does a great job. I've actually been involved with her, connected with her company for several years now, going back to when I used to work for other companies. And, always just run really well, and it gets a lot of people out there. So she does all the hard work, you know, getting the word out, and then, you know, when the chance came for me to promote my business there, I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to jump on it, because I knew what she did. I know how her expos are run and how many people come out to them. I've been there in the past. So,
well, it was. I mean, I don't know what it would have been like on Sunday if it hadn't started raining, but
yeah,
it was. And, you know, they've got everybody spaced out, which is nice, and
right.
Masks and all. You know, I think that we're all at a point now where we just want to start getting on with something.
Yeah.
So if it requires us wearing masks to get out and do it, then let's do it, right?
Absolutely. I think people want to just get out. I mean, and I think actually I prefer being outside like that. If the weather's nice, I would love to do more of those outside versus being in some building where you're, you know, you're cooped up in there all day.
Cooped up with all that air.
That's
all that
right.
Weird air.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? So you're doing the 302.
Yeah.
Is it Lewis Life?
So, yeah, Lewis Life is one of them, actually. So that's probably my most popular one right now. I started it a few months ago. Just a little backstory is I actually I'm a business owner, had a different business, still have a different business called Kinetics. I have a wellness company. Been running that for several years now.
Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Sure.
What's that?
Kinetics is, it's KINETECS. And so we kind of integrate technology with wellness programs, and, we help companies do that. If they don't have a wellness program or they have an existing one, we try to promote and engage the employees, through the use of technology. And so specifically we use, fitness trackers or smartwatches, whatever you call them. So,
what do we have a definition of wellness? I mean, I know it's a popular word.
Yeah.
But what is it? I mean, is it like a lifestyle to prevent sickness? Is that a wellness lifestyle or what is it?
Wellness, I think, yeah, the definition of wellness in general could be that. When you're talking about wellness programs and companies, it gets a lot more complex. There's definitely specific things. You can have a general program, I guess, with a company, depending on the size, too. A lot of that matters, where you're trying to prevent things. But then there's some companies that, you know, they're dealing with specific things as well. And you know, that's something that we were trying to bridge as well, is, you know, we try to prevent diabetes. We try to prevent hypertension. But then what do you do when you have an employee that already has diabetes?
Right.
How do you deal with that? And so, you know, it's really connecting a lot of other providers as well in the area, and as well as just engaging those employees and knowing it's a lot of education, really. Okay, this is what you need to do to make sure that your body's in good shape and your mental health is in good shape, that you're getting enough sleep, that you're eating correctly. It's really a holistic approach. There's a lot involved in it.
Well, and, you know, I feel like the physical side, we've been, you know, we've come at that every direction, every angle. We've tried to figure out our physical health.
Yeah.
To me, the new part is the mental health. Right. And I think, you know, as a person, we talked a little bit about this before, as a person that's sober, I've had to learn how to really learn about that, my mind, my happiness, my serenity.
Yeah.
Because I can be perfectly physically fit, you know, not suffering from any mental diseases, but still live in a real sad place. And it's usually, I always say it's because I'm not getting what I want. I've had to figure that out. But, you know, when I talk to a person like my father, who's 82, he didn't grow up in a time where they really were too concerned about the mental side. It was always the physical side. And then to talk to a guy like him at 82, where he's very, you know, discouraged and frustrated, and he's just an 82-year-old guy that's just not getting what he wants. And then he refers to growing up as a kid as his, you know, what he refers everything to, such a big difference. So, of course, he's freaking out, right?
Yeah.
But I think today, for people like, you know, you're a little younger than me, but for a guy in my 50s, I got to focus on that stuff. I got to take care of what's upstairs, because I will, you know, life gets to be stressful.
Oh, absolutely. Especially and this year.
especially this year. So I love it. I love that, you know, that we're looking at things like that. I love, you just handed me one of these shirts, and I love how you, and one of my favorite things about, you know, whether it's you or, you know, and we talked about this, you know, my other guys that are all doing shirts and hats, which I love, you know, it's great. But your shtick a little bit is that you showed us how to pronounce Lewis.
That's right.
And I think that's funny. So you have Lewis, and then below it you have the parentheses, but it says Lou, and then you use the little tower as your eye, which is great. And it says Lewis.
Yeah.
Because people, what will they say?
Lose. All the time.
That's not good. So I love it. We talked about, you know, my friends that have the other shirt Del made, you know, this is a Del made life. This is a Lewis life. You know, I moved here in 94, a completely different person. I came here from California. Mm-hmm. I'd grown up in New Mexico. I'd never really lived in a small town. And being here for the last 20-something years, I've become Lewis made. I've become Del made. This town, this state, this state of being, this small town lifestyle has changed me. And I'd like to, you know, give that credit to where I live.
Yeah.
And so I love that you're doing this. You know, it is a lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not from here originally either. I grew up in Maryland. Mm-hmm. But my family's been vacationing to coastal Delaware for over 30 years. And so my greatest childhood memories were coming here. And we used to actually stay in Dewey. We'd go up to Rehoboth. We'd come to Lewis. And we'd do all of the touristy things. And so, like a lot of people, my parents retired here, actually Milton. And when they moved here, I was in college. And so one of the reasons I do like Lewis, I'm a beach person. I actually went to school, college in Florida, in Clearwater, Florida. So I was by the beach there all the time.
Beach college?
And I was up here in the summertime going to the beach all the time. And so, you know, it was a great fit for me just, you know, coming back up here, making this my full-time residence. And yeah, I've loved it. You know, ever since moving here, there's just so many things about Lewis, the coastal Delaware area, I think that's great. And it's really taken shape. I feel like I've lived here now for over 17 years, but just seeing all the different things that have been happening. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get more of appreciation for it, I think, when you become older. I remember as a kid, you know, my parents taking us out doing things when we come here for vacation. I'm like, it's boring. You know, I don't want to do that. I want to go down and ride waves and at the beach. But now I'm like, I'd like to go out and watch the sunset. I go watch the sunrise or something like that and go out and
get some popcorn and walk the boardwalk.
Yeah, the more calm things.
I think we're getting old, Steve. I think that might be the problem.
I think that is what it's called, yeah.
Curmudgeon-y and old.
So I'm reminded of that when I take my kids out to do those things, and they're like running all over the place. I'm like, look, there's a, you know, an eagle or something, and they're like, I'm just going to keep running, you know, gotta go to the next thing.
How old are your kids?
So I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and one that's going to be here in a few weeks.
Steve, you're an aggressive little fella, aren't you? Well, hey, you know, good for you, man. That is
busy time.
And you know what's funny is there was a time when I was younger, I was like, I don't want any kids. I'm not getting married. I just want to make sure that I'm having a good time. And as I've gotten older, as we get older, that all of a sudden starts to become an opportunity or something we start thinking about. And then we get to a point where we start having kids and a family, and our whole focus changes.
Yeah.
And I know for me, having kids was a blessing. I have an 8, a 9, and a 15. They're a little older, but still, yeah. You know, still kids. And it's just, and you know what I love the most about kids for me is when you have a few of them. That relationship, watching your kids have a relationship with each other. You know, you're like, or they fight, or all of a sudden want to be like, you know, he's doing a good job, Daddy. You should really give him more. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, they defend one another. Yeah. So that to me is like, I never thought about that. All I thought about is what an inconvenience it would be. But to watch that relationship and then how I've changed for the kids, it's really, I think that's what, it's life, right? That's what it's all about.
It's absolutely. I mean, it's a blessing for sure. Gift from God. You know, we have 4 boys. Our fourth boy is coming in a few weeks, but
awesome.
3 boys right now and a girl. And just this morning before I left, you know, we got the girl up and she runs in there and saying hi to her brothers and they're giving her hugs and stuff. So, you know, you like to see that. And of course, there's times when they're fighting. It seems like that's what.
I'm going to put them all outside.
But it's great. I mean, especially in times like this, you know, you can't go out really and socialize as much as you would like. And so it's great. And then, you know, we're thankful that our kids are able to play with each other or fight with each other, but at least they have someone there, you know, to keep them busy.
Well, and you know, I've always, for me, it's always been about, you know, I'm not living unless I'm suffering. And, you know, having 3 kids, I suffer. I mean, it, you know, it's not like it hit by a car, but it's a drag. It's annoying. It's a big inconvenience.
It's a lot
of work. And you have more kids than I do. So it's a lot of work, but in the end, it's the only thing that really keeps me sane.
Yeah.
Because if I just lived this life where it was just all I thought about was me, be rough.
Well, so, and that's, I think, one of the motivating factors for me being an entrepreneur is, you know, I want to be able to spend more time with my family. I think everybody wants that.
Yeah.
But you know, my wife is at home with the kids and she's with them day in and day out. And you see the amount of work that goes into that. And it's hard. It's a ton of work. It's a lot more work.
I'm not sure I could be a stay-home dad.
It's a lot more work than going out and doing a 9-to-5 job for sure.
Well, listen, so this podcast has always been about, you know, the dreamers, you know, the ones that want to, that are sitting on the couch. There was a point, you know, I was working for a company in the hair business, and I remember my friend Matt, and I was like, I just want to open my own salon. He's like, well, either open the salon or shut up. And I go, okay. And I go, all right. When I finally said that I wanted to try, he had a list of ideas, people to call. You know, he made the wheels start turning.
Yeah.
It was scary. I never thought that I could succeed at anything on my own. I just didn't think I was cut out for it. But it changed me. You know, I learned, you know, my only rule for small business is don't steal from myself. And spending the money that is not mine is stealing. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to remember that. And, but as far as that, it's been fine.
Yeah.
What was that?
Sorry, I think that was me.
That's all right. But, you know, it's that, it's always maybe that there's someone at home right now going, gosh, I want to try. And, you know, but afraid to take that initial leap. Well, I mean, what was your moment? I mean, it sounds like you had one.
Yeah, I actually did, and it was a while back. But it's funny when you say that. I was working in healthcare for a while, about 7 years. I worked for a local physical therapy company, and did a lot of marketing with them, and was able to kind of learn the ins and outs of business, and got to see, you know, what they were doing. And it was interesting. We had a physical therapist that had moved to this area from Annapolis. He had his own clinics that he had started and he sold them, and kind of semi-retired and came here. So I got to talk with him a little bit about, you know, what he did with the business. And I'll always remember this one conversation, and I was just kind of researching and trying to get a feel for maybe if I could do something with my wellness company. And I started talking to him about it, and his words were, just do it. It's like the Nike thing. He's like, just do it. He's like, you're sitting here analyzing everything. He's like, you're going to make mistakes in business. He's like, there's no way around it, but just start doing it and you'll learn. And so that was really kind of the moment for me when I was like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm going to make mistakes, but that really kind of pushed me into, okay, let's just go out and just start doing it.
And, well, and that's sometimes how it happened. What seems like a mistake, you know, we've grown up with, oh, that didn't go right, mistake. You know, as I've gotten older, I really learned that those are great learning experiences. Those are some of the better things I've ever even done.
Absolutely.
You know? And yeah. But it's just being able to recognize that, not being like a victim, but like, oh, yeah, okay, I see where I could have done better. Thank you. I'll take that and I'll move on to the next thing.
I think if you talk to any entrepreneur or business owner, I mean, they're going to tell you they had to fail and they had to make mistakes. I mean, that's how you learn. I mean, everybody, right. when you see that in children and I mean, as adults, I mean, we have to learn a lesson the hard way sometimes. But I also think that's sometimes the better way to learn it too. If you're doing this for yourself, you know, the business and stuff, you have to make those big mistakes sometimes to really move forward.
I always say nothing changes life like shame and guilt. You know, I mean, you could sit there and tell me, man, you can't do that. You can't do that until it goes bad and you're full of shame and guilt. And you're like, I think I'll make a change.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't. Yeah. I'm available for change now.
Yeah.
So yeah. I agree.
And I mean, it takes a lot of hard work. And so I think that's the thing that I enjoy, though, you know, is researching and trying to figure things out. I'm a problem solver. So, you know, even when I was working in other jobs, I like to take problems that people didn't know how to do and say, all right, look, I'll figure it out. Right. You know, even now, just go on YouTube, do a lot of research and find the way to do it. Other people are doing it. So I know that I can learn how to do it. And so I think that's the mentality of like, okay, I see these other businesses. They're successful, maybe not right away, but eventually you'll learn how to do it. You just have to put the time into it and make those mistakes.
Well, and I didn't know your story, but it's crazy that you have four kids and that you're even taking the leap, you know, because that would be like, well, I can't do that. I've got four kids to provide for. I need a steady job. And maybe you have your other jobs provide you a little more income to make it feel a little more steady. But you're still taking a pretty big leap of faith with a lot of miles on the line.
Yeah, so that's actually when I took the leap was a month before my fourth child was born. So I decided to leave a full-time job that I had in healthcare. And just I felt like, yeah, now was the time. If I didn't do it now, when was I going to do it? Right. And so partially was so that I could stay home and help a little bit, too, with four children. But, yeah, it was scary for sure. I remember talking to my wife about it a lot. I'm like, all right, you know, I think I want to take the plunge and we'll see what happens. And, you know, I've been working. I've always been kind of like a side hustler. So I've had an eBay business for years, just buying and reselling things. And that's something that I think a lot of people don't understand. Like you can make pretty good income sometimes doing that. Yeah. You know, even if you go to, well, sometimes you can go to Walmart and buy stuff on their clearance rack and resell it and make 30, 40, 50 bucks. And, you know, if that takes you 20 minutes of your time, it's well worth it. But
well, I think we have to, and I was going to mention this, but, you know, at some point we have to kind of redefine what happiness is. At least I know I did. You know, as a kid, my mom used to always say, you know, you need to make big bucks, Tommy. Go out and make big bucks. Mm. I'm like, okay, big bucks, that must be happiness. And you're always hitting for the fence, but it doesn't always get there. And
right.
So understanding that, redefining, you know, like if you're going to sell 10 shirts and on each shirt you make $2, it doesn't seem like a big profit, but if you figure out a system where you do that all day,
right,
every day, it starts to create some revenue.
Yeah.
But I think we're always like trying to sell that one thing and retire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little extreme of a version of it, but it's like that, right? We want to figure out, we want to put the least amount of work to make the biggest amount of effort.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's how I grew up. I thought that's what it was, you know? It was either millionaire, Ferrari, big house, tons of money. That's all happiness. And it's not. It's you know, learning, failing, growing through it. And so it doesn't surprise me. You know what I started selling? And this is kind of funny. I started selling these fingernail polishes.
Uh-huh.
It's called Color Touch. And it's not a press-on nail. It's a press-on fingernail polish.
Okay.
And it's so silly, but it's such a great product that I'm like, I have to get involved in this. And I tell you what, man, these people are buying these fingernail polishes from me. They're at the door when I get to work. I mean, but I don't make a lot of money, maybe $1 or $2, but I'm not even in it for the money.
Yeah.
I like the product. But now it's starting to create revenue, and I'm like, okay, I'll take this. But it's fun. Everything doesn't have to be a home run.
No, absolutely. I mean, that it goes back to, you know, work-life balance. So that's part of wellness, too, having a work-life balance. And, you know, if you're going to work 80, 90 hours a week and make a lot of money, but then, you know, you can't spend time with your family or you can't even use that money in good ways, like, what are you doing it
for?
What's
the point?
Right. And so I think sometimes it's a prideful thing. But, yeah, I mean, just to sit back and understand, okay, look, it isn't about money. It's, you know, if you can do something that you enjoy, like the saying goes, you'll never work another day in your life. But, I mean, there's definitely hard work involved, but I think it makes it more enjoyable when you find something that you love.
Yeah.
And even the little things, you know, it brings joy to other people. So I think a lot of times if you can find something that sells, like if I sell a T-shirt that I didn't even expect would sell a lot, but then, you know, people love it. I'm like, yeah, I didn't really care for it, maybe myself even, but I thought, you know, let's put it out there. And then you see the people that love it and say, oh, I like this design, I love this shirt. Yeah, that brings you joy, and you're making other people happy. So I think you find that a lot of times on accident.
Well, I can relate to what you're saying, because I've never been my biggest fan. You know, I'm like,
yeah,
this isn't any good. Right. People are like, oh my God, I heard your podcast. It was so great. Thank you. I'm like, okay, I'll try it again, I'm not sold.
Yeah, that's why I always have to ask. I ask my wife, I'm like, "What do you think of that?" I'm like, it doesn't seem that good to me." But then, you know, you get feedback from people. You're like, "Really, you like that?" And you just kind of surprise yourself. But
well, and sometimes you need a few degrees of separation, I think, because Listen, I do a lot of photography. You know, people are like, "Oh, you should sell these." I'm like, "I can't sell them because they're mine." You know, you can sell them for me. You know, if there's like a couple layers of separation from me and the product. But people are like, you're like, here, check out my shirt I'm making. You want to buy it? And they're like, you're my friend. I know you. This is, you know, you almost need like a little bit of.
Yeah.
I always say, don't rely on friends and family.
Yeah.
Because.
For sure.
Yeah, it'll discourage you.
Right. Yeah. You'll get some sales from the beginning, but you're not really sure why you're getting those sales, if they just love you or they actually like it. But. And that's kind of really, I experienced that in the beginning, actually, with Lewis Life when I launched it. You know, I wasn't sure. I had no experience in design T-shirts. I had a little bit of experience in website development. And so I really built everything from scratch. I built my own website. I learned how to do e-commerce. I did contract some artists to help me with some of my designs, but a lot of the designs I did myself. Mm. You know, trial and error, figuring out which ones work on T-shirts and embroidery with hats, things like that. And then just launched it and just do it. Let's see what happens. You know, I was sitting at home. I didn't have really much to do when COVID hit. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to use this time to do something. And so, you know, it took a couple months really putting time into building that up and worked out, you know, got an article with Cape Gazette, and then it just kind of blew up when Cape Gazette wrote an article just kind of sharing what we were doing. I got tons of visits to the websites, and people were just buying lots of stuff after that. So
what's your website?
LewisLife.com.
LewisLife.com, one word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. L-E-W-E-S. It's another thing you'll find online. People spell it L-E-W-I-S.
Yeah, no. L-E-W-E-S.
Yeah, so LewisLife.com. And funny story with that is I thinking like an entrepreneur a couple years ago, I was like, you know, does anybody have the domain LewisLife.com? I was like, I think there's something I can do with that, just kind of catchy. So I looked it up online. I found out the name of the person, and I saw that their subscription to that domain was going to expire at a certain time. I set a date in my calendar to when it expired. I was going to go in there and try to buy it. And the person renewed it. And so I had a friend locally. I was just telling him about it. We were going bike riding, and I'm like, hey, you know, I see this LewisLife.com. I wanted to do something with it. I was telling him my ideas. And then I explained to him, you know, the person that had it, I told him the name, because you can actually look it up if register for domain names online, find out who it's registered to. He's like, oh, I know that person. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, maybe you can mention something to him. He's like, yeah, I'll talk to him about it, see if he wants to sell it. So he talked to him about it, said, hey, I have a friend that wants to buy domain from you. And the guy's like, sure, I'll sell it to him. He's like, I'm not doing anything with it. I've had it for years. So he sold it to me for $100.
Wow.
Nice. And I had no idea what I was going to do with it back then. But I was like, oh, I'll buy it and just see. You know, I wasn't planning on doing anything e-commerce. I thought that maybe do like a hyper-local site where you just talk about local events and just kind of local things, everything involved with Lewis. But I sat on it for a while.
Maybe you could do a podcast.
There you go. Yeah, Lewis Life Podcast. Yeah, there's another idea.
Just saying.
And so, yeah, it just... last year, actually, I think I saw a YouTube video on e-commerce and just started looking into it. I'm like, you know what? I wonder if I could do something like that with Lewis Life. And was researching it, and like I do with everything, business opportunity, you try to see, okay, you know, is this profitable, how other people are doing it. Started looking at other websites, other websites that are geared more towards like local living and apparel and things like that. I'm like, oh, you know, there's a lot of places that do this. And one of the things I thought about or noticed was there's really not too many apparel or t-shirt companies in this area that sell like t-shirts with real landmarks on them. I mean, I have like a shirt from Rehoboth that I bought years ago. I got it real cheap and it has a lighthouse on it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, this lighthouse doesn't exist in Rehoboth, but whatever, it says Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's generic. And, yeah. And I'm like, you know, Lewis, I think what sets it apart, beautiful, beautiful town, is that we have lighthouses, you have the towers, and you have like the bridge, the downtown area. It's just beautiful. There's lots of landmarks here.
Yeah.
And things that people recognize, and people like to wear shirts where they live or where they like to visit. I'm like, let's put, you know, the lighthouses on there. Let's put the towers on that and see what happens. So, found some artists to draw it up for me, and that's really how it started.
Well, what I love most about, you know, you and the other guys that are kind of doing the same kind of thing is that, you know, you just don't put a shirt and it's just a green light. You know, it requires work, going to standing in Hudson Field, shaking hands. I mean, getting involved with local musicians, local restaurants. You know, it's always trying to, you know, it branches out so many different ways. It requires you to get involved.
Yeah.
It's just not a simple little e-commerce thing and all of a sudden it blows up.
I mean,
it's multifaceted, right?
Definitely.
And, you know, that's what I like about this podcast. You know, I was at home. I was out there. What was it called? The Home?
Home. Health and Wellness Expo.
Was it a Health
and Wellness? Home and Wellness, maybe?
Yeah, for some reason.
They do have another Home Expo as well. It's more geared towards home things.
Sorry.
That's all right. This was, I think, the Health and Wellness related, but...
Well, it was great because we went out there. My buddy Carlos had said that it was a great turnout. So we went up to Milford and we were coming back. I said, I'd like to stop. But, you know, I got to find people to come and do podcasts with.
Yeah.
And, you know, who else better to find them is at a Home Expo show in the middle of the field.
<That's right. laughs>
So I love it. And, you know, it's not a free ride.
No, for sure. I mean, it definitely takes a lot of work. But I do enjoy it, and that's part of it. Like you said, I think you're out there, you're meeting people. You know, if I run a site called Lewis Life, I need to know the people that are in Lewis, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I need to be involved. And we try to work with other businesses as well. That's something that hopefully we can do more in the future. We have a strong following on Facebook. Do some on Instagram as well. I try to post just like a lot of pictures from around the area, but we've also highlighted local businesses as well.
Yep.
And so, you know, try to emphasize, you know, that there's a lot of good things happening in Lewis and the surrounding areas, but what these businesses can do for you. And so, yeah, that's one of the things in the future I think we want to do is use that platform to promote local businesses as well.
Well, and we did a lot of podcasts on cooperation over competition. I mean, you know, maybe back in the day it was more about competition over cooperation, but today you got to help out. You got to be, you have to be, it takes a village.
Right.
Takes a team. And
I think too, you know, people's mindsets have changed. I think even in the past 6 months they've changed. I know mine has, and just with being a small business owner and you see the amount of suffering that's happening in small businesses.
Lewis Life.
And you know, you want to prop up those other businesses and you want to help them out in any way that you can. So if you can use a platform, I mean, we have over 5,000 followers now on Facebook, and like, if we can put out something for another business to say, look, go give these guys some business to help them out, you know, I'd love to be able to do that. It's just, you know.
And that's why I started this podcast.
Yeah.
One small business, open another.
Yeah, this is great.
And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that in like the last 6 months, you feel like you've even changed. A Lewis Life, a Dell Life, a Rehoboth Life. You know, I grew up in New Mexico. I moved here from San Diego. I wasn't worried about the local restaurants, you know, when I was in Albuquerque or when I was in San Diego. I wasn't worried about, you know, how our local business is doing. We weren't going through a pandemic clearly back then, but in a town like this, you know, we have to take care of, because if we all play a role.
Right.
Right. Because I always say, if it wasn't for that 22 feet of sand at the edge of the of the country right there, we'd be just like every other little town. Yeah,
that's right.
But that's what we have here. And so, you know, we have to have our restaurants because people come here.
Absolutely.
We all play a role, you know. So we got to take care of one another.
Yeah. And that's why people move here. I mean, that's why, you know, my parents retired here. That's why a lot of people retire to this area. And, you know, hopefully it can be a place where people can grow their businesses as well. And I think that's one of the things, you know, that happens in Delaware. You see that is it's difficult sometimes, I think, to be a professional, young professional in this area. There's really not as many opportunities.
No.
And so a lot of times people will move out of the area and, you know, they may graduate college and they'll go to the city somewhere, D.C., Philly.
They go to college and then they move back here and become a bartender.
Yeah.
And waste all that college money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see it happen. I tell my kids, you want to live here? Because if you want to live here, you can go to HBA school. If you want to move and go out of this state and not come back, you know, what do you want to do?
We need a lot of good plumbers and air conditioning people, too. I mean,
absolutely.
And that's actually one of the great things is, you know, there is a need for those things in the area. But the tourism industry is big, too. And so, you know, like you said, just supporting them and making sure that, you know, we're keeping check on that.
Well, and we say, you know, wellness, we think of like individual wellness, but, you know, how's our town wellness?
Right.
You know, or how's our town feeling? You know, I know in the beginning of this, our town wasn't feeling too good. And, you know, I remember the time, like if you had a bad weekend, a restaurant could close down. So I'm sure it hasn't felt good, but instead of saying what we can't do, a lot of these people are saying, tell me what we can do and let's do it really well.
Right. Yeah.
I know Sodell has done.
I was just going to say.
They're just so good. You know, I love the guys over there. And, you know, someone was telling me, yeah, we ordered out from Sodell. And I'm like, oh, okay. But we got home and then we logged in and then we listened to the chef explain the meal for the night and talked about the wine pairings. I'm like a virtual kind of thing? They're like, yeah, it was great. I'm like, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's think out of the box.
Right.
And they do that. And so I think our town's starting to feel a little bit better. I know for me, Saturday, I was like, what is the deal with all these damn people? I mean, it's like summer's over.
Yeah.
And it was just crowded and I was frustrated. And I had to remember, oh, yeah, you live in a resort town.
Right.
We're about six months behind. So.
Yeah. Yeah. People still want to get out and. Yeah, just if they can go to the beach and the weather's nice. I mean, that's how we are now. It's great. You know, we can get our kids out there. And I've been posting more pictures on the website as well. And, you know, I get people asking me, like, do you take all those pictures? I'm like, yeah, I try to get out a lot, you know, if I can get out there. I also worked years ago. I was a kayak tour guide. So I kind of worked with the tourists a lot. And we were taking people out on kayak tours in the back bays or even going out in the ocean sometimes. And got to get just some great pictures or experiences, seeing the sunset, seeing dolphins, seeing other animals. And, you know, people really just, they see that stuff and they love it. Like, this is awesome. And I think probably why a lot of people move here. They come here for vacation and they see it's a wonderful place and then say, oh, I want to come back down to that area and maybe make it my permanent residence. So.
And then they're here for winter and they're like, wait a minute. This wasn't what I signed up for.
It rains like a week straight. But
you mean it isn't beachy all year round here?
No. It's not like Florida, you know. But they each have their plus and minuses. So,
what are you hoping for? What's the next? What's 2021 looking like for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, right now, I'm still trying to just get a grip on everything that's happening with the apparel. And so, you know, we have some new designs, getting some fall stuff out. I got some hoodies coming in. One of the things that I've just started getting into is in-person sales. And so, we're down at Shore Marketplace, another local business. Give a shout out to. We just started in there last week. We're putting some of our clothing line in there.
Cool.
So we got hoodies. We'll have some more like long sleeve tees coming in there. And yeah, I mean, like Lewis Life, we're just hoping to continue to grow that. And people are shopping for the holidays. So, you know, if they want to buy any Lewis apparel for that for the holidays, it's great. But I also have another site that we haven't talked about, OCMD Life.
You said that really fast.
OCMD.
I have OCD. I just got confused with that. Yeah.
OCMD, Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm like, I the whole idea when I started this, I'm like, look, if I can make this successful, I can replicate it. And so I live in Lewis. I call Lewis my home, but Ocean City is not that far. And a lot of people like to go down there too. A lot more people actually than go to Lewis. And so from a business perspective, it made sense. Okay, let's make some apparel for Ocean City as well. So I have another website right now called OCMD Life. And, you know, we have like a crab. I grew up in Maryland, so, you know, I can kind of relate to a lot of the Maryland-y
things.
What
about Bike Week? What about Hot Rod Week? What about the O2 Festival?
H2O
Festival. I mean,
yeah, I don't
know
if I want to promote that too much. But,
but I mean, you know, so you move over to OC, and all of a sudden now you get a whole new... Because we have a lighthouse and some towers and a crab.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's the difficult thing. That's what's great about Lewis is that you have so many landmarks. And so, like, yeah, I can get a lighthouse. I got the East End Lighthouse. And then you have the Harbor Refuge Lighthouse. And then you have the towers. Like, those make great designs. Ocean City, you don't really have as much. And so, yeah, I was, like, trying to brainstorm. Like, what can I do for Ocean City? I'm like, well, I grew up in Maryland. Blue crabs is the thing, you know. And you already see there's people walking around with crab shirts all over the place, stickers on their car. I'm like, well, how can I be a little different? So I took the legs off and just have a hard shell crab as one of my logos for Ocean City.
Took his legs off.
Yeah, and so the white marlin tournament, you know, you put a marlin on a shirt, Ocean City. Surfing. I'm a surfer, so I used to go down Ocean City and surf, and that was one of the big reasons I went down there. You know, they have better waves down there, but putting a surfboard, just making some different designs, and then putting it online. And so we're just trying to reach out to the people. You know, there's 8 million people that visit Ocean City every year.
Yeah.
And so it's just a big market, and we're just trying to get the word out for that as well. So I run both of those.
Do you have an OCMD.com site?
I do, yeah. OCMDLife.com is separate from Lewis Life. I have separate Facebook and Instagram accounts. I'm posting
both. OCMD Life?
Yeah.
Ocean City, Maryland Life.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have that.com, and then you have the Lewis Life.
And then I have Lewis Life, yeah. Huh? And I have a few more I'm actually working on, so it doesn't stop there.
Do you, and it's kind of, you know, this may, I don't know if something you might think about, but do you eventually, like, you know, we have 9 podcasts. You know, so we built a network that kind of umbrellas all of our podcasts. Do you build an umbrella, something like that, to cover all these, or do you just have to keep them separate and just manage them all?
I thought about that. I don't know how that would look, doing like e-commerce. You know, I think one of the things that draws people to something like Lewis Life or OCMD Life is it's almost like when you vacation or you live in a town, it's like almost your identity. You really kind of capture that personality of the town.
Right.
And so if I had a site where I was selling Ocean City and Lewis stuff, I'm like, those are two different, different personalities and as far as towns go, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I understand the people that want to go to Ocean City, mostly from Maryland, but they come from all over, and then the people that want to go to Lewis. I mean, when I grew up, we actually stayed in Dewey, and we went to Rehoboth and the boardwalk and stuff. You know, it's just you find a place that you like, and that's where you go. And I don't know if they mesh as much.
I guess
if there's a way to do it, I would love to.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess what I was thinking, just for ease.
Yeah.
And ease of it.
If you go to the websites, they're both designed the same way. I mean, I designed them both from scratch. And so, you know, if they would be the same, except that, you know, and some of the designs may overlap a little bit. I might put a crab on a Lewis shirt too. But yeah, I mean, there's just different things. And I go down to Ocean City, I'll take pictures. I do aerial photography too. So, it's easy actually when you're in a plane, cause you can take pictures of Lewis and 20 minutes you're down to Ocean City and taking pictures there too.
You know, it might be cool. And I don't want to put, I mean, I'm going to say it, so someone may steal it, but, you know, my daughter, she loves getting the crab shells and then painting them.
Oh yeah.
She paints all these crab shells, like, for Christmas and different holidays. These, they get painted. So that might be fun, an idea, is a painted crab shell.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm starting that company. Painted crab shell.
If somebody's doing it, I'll sell them on my website.
No, I mean, not selling the shells. But, you know, when I'm just trying to think of different ways of utilizing the crab shell.
Yeah.
You know, other than just a crab shell. But a lot of people paint them. You see them as decorations at Christmas time. You'll see a crab shells hanging on trees.
Yeah.
So that might be a thought.
Yeah, the crab shell is everything in Maryland. No. I'm open to anything, you know. Another company, you know, I would say give a shout out to them is the Horseshoe Crab in Delaware. I mean, they're doing great things with
that. Cam Productions.
Cam Productions.
They were on the podcast. Those guys are great.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. But, you know, who would have thought like a horseshoe crab, you know, would be a design thing, and they've really done a great job with it, taken off, and people love it.
Well, since you brought them up, I'll, they gave me a hat, and you gave me a hat too. Thank you. I'll post pictures of, and I love this hat. This is freaking awesome.
Thanks.
Every hat that, whether it's you guys, Camp Productions, Delmade, they're all unique, and every and I love them. Is this a? So it's even a different kind of hat. I love that, but I get so many compliments on this hat that they gave me, and I felt like the hat was maybe just a mistake. It was like this camouflage hat with this weird tag on it with their, you know, the horseshoe crab.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take it. Thank you. But I love the hat. I wear it all the time. People are like, oh, I love that hat.
Right, yeah.
So I feel like sending them a note saying, by the way, people, a lot of people love this hat.
Yeah.
So,
oh, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
I see it a lot of all the time.
And they're a lot, they remind me a little bit like you, where they've basically taken the plunge. Mm-hmm. They quit their job and they're doing this full time. And as I'll do with you, anything they post, I always repost it on the Social Podcast Network Facebook page and on the Robo Social Facebook page. So anybody that ever comes on the podcast, I try to share their stuff. But yeah, they're always putting out new stuff that I'm trying to share. So, you know, they're good people.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just awesome that you can do that. And, you know, there's opportunity, I think, in a small state like Delaware, even a small town or, you know, Sussex County, that you can start a business here and grow it and really get a good following. I think, you know, that should be an encouragement. If people that are out there listening and they're like, like you said, I don't know if I can do this. You know, it's too hard. Like, no, there's definitely opportunity out there.
Well, do you think that it's become that way, like, in the last couple of years? I don't feel like, you know, 2 years ago you could just start a hat t-shirt business. I mean, now it's Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. It seems like they want you to sell stuff on their sites.
Absolutely. I think that has changed for sure. And then that's really why I started researching it, because I never would have thought, you know, 5 years ago, if I was going to sell t-shirts, I would have had to open up a storefront.
Right, exactly.
You don't have to do that anymore.
No.
You know, you can start it all online, and yep, you don't even really have to start with inventory. So, you know, it's great. You can really get into that in a minimal amount of time, minimal amount of investment. If you know how to market online, I think that's really going to help you. But yeah, that's really where it's at, is utilizing social media.
Well, and that's an intimidating thing, because trying to sell stuff online, because even if you even get it set up, then you better figure out how to mail it to them.
Yeah.
You better have a system in place, because that, you know, if I order something, and that's kind of, you know, unfortunately what Amazon has done now is they've made it, because Amazon is in the shipping business. People think that they're in the selling stuff business. No, they're in the shipping business.
Yeah.
And they've made it so great that you're like, hey,
it's not
thanks,
there in 2 days.
Right. Thanks for ordering my shirt. It's going to take 7 days and you're going to pay for the shipping. And they're like, wait a minute. And, but that's the reality.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to start seeing some changes, you know, paying for shipping, you know, small, you know, people were talking about New York City trying to come back. You know, maybe mom and pop stores starting to come back and building that foundation of what we need in a small town, whether it's Rehoboth or in New York City. I mean, people selling stuff. I don't know.
Right. No, I think it has kind of blown up a lot from what I've been reading, that e-commerce is just like they're overwhelmed. And so when I first started, actually, I had it set up. I had a certain supplier that I was going to go through, and I literally had going on my website, and they announced, hey, we're so backed up, it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks before we can get you anything. And I'm like, what am I going to do now? So I had to go find a different one and set up everything through that. And now slowly but surely, the last, you know, month or so, they've come around, and there's still some delays, though. I mean, there's so many people that are starting up e-commerce that they can't even handle. And then some of them had to shut down their factories for a short period of time, or, you know, even longer. And so they weren't provide or, you know, printing as much or doing things like that. And so, yeah, it's just been a challenge. I mean, we have just an announcement at the top of our site, you know, sometimes things are going to be delayed, and sometimes they still are, but it's definitely picked up a lot now. I mean, we're getting shirts out there. I'm having them printed, and like they can be shipped within a day. Versus for a while there, it was taking a lot longer to do.
I think this is going to be the year where I think this is just me guessing, but I think we've come out of a period of time where I think a lot of people kind of get stuck into doing something that they're not a big fan of. You know, we go to school, and then we got to go to college, and then we got to get a job, and then we're like, shit, you know. And so we start doing something, and we realize, I don't know if I want to share with my parents that I don't particularly care for this career.
Right, right, know? Yeah.
Uh-oh. I wasted the money. I mean, it's not a waste, but...
Right.
And I think that when this all started, it started, you know, when we all got told to go home, a lot of people were like, I don't really want to go back. I don't love what I'm doing.
Right.
And I feel like we're surrounded by people that love what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, I love what I'm doing. You're like, oh, I hate what I'm doing. And so... What this has shown us is that a lot of people aren't very happy, mm-hmm. and we're starting to see people go for it.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's e-commerce, you know, yoga studios. I mean, that's what this group of podcasters that I have is this, you know, we're going to try to figure something out.
Yeah.
And we may not make as much money. It may not be as easy to wake up at 9 and go to work and get off at 5 and just grind through it. It might require more thinking, putting ourselves out there. But I think we're going to start to see more people feeling like maybe I don't make as much money, but I'm in it.
Yeah.
And I think that, we're going to start seeing this. This is going to be a byproduct of everything that we've been going through.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a good example of that. I mean, I started the podcast. I mean, it's tough. It sucks. You got to figure it out. But at the end of the day, I'm like, man, we're progressing.
Right.
And that feels good.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think that's, you know, a lot of people... You know, and myself included, like, just I didn't understand. And so then I was afraid. And so a lot of times that fear overtakes you. And so you go back to just working the regular 9 to 5.
Right.
Even though you're maybe not happy with it. That's what you continue to do for years and years. And so, you know, starting a side hustle is a good way to kind of figure out, okay, you can get your feet wet a little bit and see what it's all about. And you can still have your main source of income. And then sometimes, you know, if you are able to grow that and you realize this is something that I like doing, you're gonna have to make that decision. Okay. Am I willing to quit maybe the my source of income, my safety net, and pursue this dream of, you know, running my own business. And yeah, it's not an easy decision, but it's definitely more satisfying. And I think part of that is, you know, most people around here work for other small business owners too. So at some point, you know, those people had to make the same decisions.
Yep.
So I'm like, why can't we all just do that?
Well, I think the word satisfying is important. And, yeah. You know, maybe I don't make as much money, but it's satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, man.
Yeah.
We
thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're a great guy. I love so follow you at Lewis Life on Instagram. Lewis Life?
Yeah, Lewis Life and Instagram. It's just Instagram.com/LewisLife, Instagram.com/OCMD.life for that. And then Facebook, it's just the same. If you search OCMD Life, or, you know, you can do Facebook.com/OCMD Life or Facebook.com/Lewis Life.
Well, write it all down for me. I'll do my best to put it in the description. I got
a couple more, hopefully, that'll be launching actually in the next month or so. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot more coming.
Well, when you post stuff, tag the podcast,
tag
the social podcast, and tag the network.
For sure.
And I'll share them. Believe me. I get a lot of stuff being shared to me, and I'll share it to our stories,
awesome. And
we'll do whatever we can.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's what it's all about.
So. All right, brother. Well, listen, man, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Go be awesome, and then I'll have you back, and you can tell us all about that.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it.
Bye.